It's been about 4 months since arguably the greatest pass in Super Bowl history. Just how good was it?
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day. My name is Travis Rogers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Make sure you click that subscribe button in your podcast feed. Not only do I host the Locked On Rams podcast, but I'm also the Rams pre- and post-game host on their flagship station, ESPN 710, right here in Los Angeles. Make sure that you click that subscribe button. Like I mentioned, you can also check us out on Locked On YouTube channel or Locked On Rams YouTube channel. You can go and see that as well. Your team every single day. Okay, we got a good one scheduled for you. So mentioned 4 months. I kind of want to talk. We're about halfway between the end of the Super Bowl and the start of the next season. What has changed? What has stayed the same? We'll get into that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, I want to talk about the 2021 NFL draft class. So much is talked about of these draft classes as they happen. And this team gets an F and this team gets an A and this team's done a good job and this team has not. You can only really evaluate these things kind of year after year after year. It's been about 1 year since the end of the 2021 NFL draft class. That's coming up in just a bit. But let's start with this. There was a video circulating around on Twitter, and Cooper Kupp commented on it, and it made me think. It was one of those high school passing camps, and a high school quarterback, they're kind of goofing around, and this kid throws a behind-the-back pass that's just a dime, right? Just down the left sideline. He throws it about 30 yards, and again, he throws it behind his back. It's just this amazing throw, drops it, and everybody laughs. It's really cool. And Cooper Kupp mentioned something along the lines, oh, this guy's been watching too much Matthew Stafford. He's corrupting the youth, trying all these crazy passes, which was, you know, funny for Cooper Kupp. I mean, we'll take it, right? But it got me to thinking. That pass that Stafford threw to Kupp in the Super Bowl, the no-look pass late in the fourth quarter, I don't know if we've given that enough credit. I know we talked a lot about it in the moment. I know we talked a lot about it as it happened and the day after it happened. And then the more angles that became available, there's the overhead, there's the behind the quarterback, there's the goalpost camera up front of the side. You got to see all these different angles. And you start to realize that the pass that he threw was not just, oh, wow, he's kind of looking over here and he kind of threw it, you know, looking a little to his right and he threw it a little bit to his left. This was Magic Johnson level no look stuff, and it changed the game, and it allowed the Rams to be where they are right now, which is Super Bowl champions, getting ready to defend a Super Bowl championship, to continue to rewrite the trajectory and the history of this team in this city, and never mind his own history, never mind Cooper Kupp's history. Here was the situation that because the fourth quarter was as frantic as it was, because it was as nerve-wracking as it was, because so many things happened right at the end of the game where the Rams get it down near the goal line and they Cooper Kupp, you think he catches the ball and then he doesn't, and then there's a late hit and then there's a hold, there's a penalty and there's a first down and you're trying over and over again and then finally score a touchdown. You're holding your breath play after play after play, that to go back about 4 minutes earlier, not quite as easy as it felt in the moment. But here was the situation. The Rams are trailing 20-16 late in the fourth quarter. They are on the verge of losing to the Cincinnati Bengals, losing their second Super Bowl in a four-year window. And the offense is going nowhere. Odell Beckham Jr. is hurt. He has not been there. Tyler Higbee has not been there for a while. You are down to Cooper Kupp and some guys. And with all due respect to the guys, to the Van Jeffersons, to the Ben Skoranek, the Bryson Hopkins, all of the guys that were out there and playing their butts off, they, no disrespect to them. This was not Odell Beckham Jr. and Robert Woods and Tyler Higbee and Cooper Kupp. These are not the guys that got you this far. These are guys that are here because the other guys have gotten hurt and whatnot. It is a four-point deficit, 20-16. There are 3 minutes and 6 seconds left in the game. You've got nothing going. That everything that Sean McVay is trying isn't working other than just throw the ball to Cooper Kupp. Well, everybody in SoFi knew that the ball was going to go to Cooper Kupp. Everybody in the Cincinnati secondary knew that the ball is going to go to Cooper Kupp. So what does Matthew Stafford do? He drops back. Again, late in the game, fourth quarter in the Super Bowl. This isn't preseason. This isn't a week seven Monday night game where, you know, I mean, they're all important. But, you know, if you lose, you get back and you play again in six more days. That's not what this is. This is the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl. You're down 4 points. You have to score a touchdown. He looks to his right. He sees Bryson Hopkins. He loads up like he's going to throw that ball. He steps into his throw. He rips it down the field. Only the ball's not going to Bryson Hopkins where he's looking. It's going about 10, 12 yards to his left to Cooper Kupp, who's flashing through the middle. And the ball goes, if you think of it as a clock, if he's looking at 12 o'clock, he throws it at like 9:30. Let me say that again. He's looking at 12 o'clock and he throws it at about 9:30. There wasn't a person in the stadium that knew where that ball was going other than Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp. It goes for a 22-yard gain. It gives them that little spark that they need. They end up driving down, and all the things that we talked about at that point go on to be true. It won them the Super Bowl. I need to say this again. It's been 4 months, and I haven't done a good enough job of reminding everybody of what this was. Matthew Stafford, who came over with a price that was extraordinary, two first-round picks and the number one overall pick in Jared Goff, you guys can have that. We're going to take your quarterback because we believe that we are one player short, that we're a quarterback short, that we have found ourselves in a situation where you get towards the end of a game, and I need my quarterback to do something extraordinary, to do something special, to win me a game with a play or two. And then in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl, when nothing is going your way, he uncorks a 22-yard first down play to the best wide receiver in football with a no-look pass. He looks off the defense with a no-look. In the NFL, that's not what's supposed to happen. He did it at the biggest moment, and it was extraordinary. And that no-look pass, or I should say the behind-the-back pass from the kid at high school, just made me think of it all over again. The Cooper Kupp's joke made me think of it all over again. I went back and watched it a bunch of times. It is unbelievable. I would highly recommend Matthew Stafford, no look pass, Super Bowl. Google that. Go watch it on YouTube over and over again. You'll be like, wait, what? It is that good. You need to go watch it again. And here we are, defending Super Bowl champions as Rams fans because he threw a no look pass down four late in the fourth quarter. Just extraordinary. Just absolutely fantastic. Okay. The 2021 draft is a year old. How exactly did the Rams do? Not as great as you may think. Okay, that's coming up next. But not before we talk about our friends at Rock Auto, right? With the ever-increasing number of makes and models, it's almost impossible for your local chain store to have the part that you need, right? Why often endure the pointless and incredibly intimidating questions and frustration about, well, you have this, you have that, you have this? Just go to rockauto.com. Save time and money when you use rockauto.com. I like to save my money. I like to save my time. You can save 30%, 50%, even 100%. You've heard me say this before, but it's perfect. Honda Odyssey fuel pump, $353 from a chain store. $218 from Rock Auto. Go see their easy to use website. Go find exactly the part you need for your car. They have everything that you need. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. And you go there right now, see all the parts available for your car and truck, right? Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box. So they know that you got there from us. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen. Now for your next listen, check out the Locked On Sports Today podcast, the biggest stories of the day, plus instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day. Available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day. My name is Travis Rogers. Make sure you subscribe to Locked On Rams. Make sure that you check us out on YouTube as well. Click that subscription button. You get it every single day that way. Okay, so the NFL draft is in the books, right? That's about a month or so old, and everybody wants to give a grade. And you know, I'm as guilty as anybody for being excited about the draft. But fact of the matter is, Nobody knows what you got until you go out and play some football games and you see the guys on the field. And okay, that guy's an NFL player. That guy might not be. And this guy maybe is a little bit of ways away. We're going to need to coach him up for a few years. And, you know, maybe we got to move away from this guy. But once you get about a year out and then 2 years out and 3 years out, you can really start to look at these things and say that it worked well or it didn't work well. So let's talk about the draft that they did a year ago, the 2021 NFL draft. Fact of the matter is their first pick overall, Tutu Atwell, number 57, maybe not so great. Maybe not exactly the pick that you were hoping for. This is somebody that barely played for you, returned a couple of kicks and punts along the way and did not get to pass all year long. They got hurt and missed the entire year. So when your very first pick, and it's not their first round pick, because as we well know, the Rams don't have a ton of first round picks along the way. But what they did have was a decent second round pick. They take Atwell at 57. He doesn't play. So you're off to a very, very bad start at that point. Here's who else. Now, the next guy, Ernest Jones, the linebacker that they took out of South Carolina, he had a nice season. The other guys that performed in this, Robert Rochelle out of Central Arkansas, defensive back, who was probably getting ready to get a starting role from Darius Williams before Williams came back, played a little bit better. Rochelle got hurt, so that one kind of, but he played pretty well. And then you've got Ben Skoranek, a seventh-round pick out of Notre Dame, a wide receiver who actually played a pretty good role in the Super Bowl along the way, caught some passes for them that they certainly needed. The rest of the draft, yeah, not so much. Bobby Brown, defensive lineman out of Texas A&M, barely played. Robert Rochelle, like we mentioned. Ernest Jones, a very good player for the Rams last year, is going to get a chance to play there. But now you're talking about Jacob Harris. You're talking about Jake Funk. You're talking about Chris Garrett. This was your draft from a year ago. And again, let's put the onus back on Tutu Atwell. Now, hopefully he's been, you know, a little outspoken in his desire to play a little more, to get a larger role in the offense. We'll see, right? I mean, those things are earned. I don't know a coach, I don't know a general manager who doesn't want their players to succeed, but we'll see whether or not he does that. That is not an overwhelmingly successful draft, right? You got a couple of guys that play. Ernest Jones is probably the one guy that you feel pretty good as a starter on your team. But beyond that, it's a whole bunch of, you know, depth and role players and maybe some misses if we're counting Atwell as a miss at this point. It was not a successful draft for them the way that you would want it to be a successful draft with you know, first-round picks or maybe finding additional starters different places. The question that I have about the draft is not so much, you know, why did they miss these guys or why did this guy come, you know, and not perform in this, whatever. I mean, that's football stuff. The part that's interesting to me is how much does it set them back? How much does it put them in a position to have that bill come due a little bit more quickly than it has traditionally because they don't have first-round draft picks? And the answer is, I don't know if it does, which is really good news. I mean, if you miss, if you don't have, let's just say for the sake of argument, if you don't have a first-round pick, let's say you miss on first round. Now you've missed on your second round with Atwell. Now you got your third-round pick who's maybe a starter for you in Jones, so you feel pretty good about there. But the rest of it is depth. That's a big problem. Does it feel like the Rams have a big problem? When you look at that team, does it feel like they're missing guys at certain positions? Not really. Now, that doesn't mean that you couldn't get a little better at one spot over another. It doesn't mean that there aren't opportunities to improve at corner or, you know, find some depth at tight end or edge rush or some of these things that we've talked about that maybe the Rams need. But that's true of every NFL team. No NFL team is saying we are perfectly set up at every starting position and every backup position. We have every piece of depth that we need. It doesn't work like that. You're going to have areas of strength. You're going to have areas of weakness. You hope to supplement and plug some holes via the draft. And the Rams tried to do it. In this draft, it feels like maybe it didn't go the way that they would like it to. But I don't know if they're in any worse shape than anybody else. Now, you can't do that a bunch of times in a row. If the 2022 draft turns out to be as light and as thin, now all of a sudden you're getting a little older, your depth is getting a little less significant, more and more pressure on your starters, more and more pressure for you to spend money in free agency, to make trades, some of the things that the Rams have been pretty active in doing. But it really does kind of change the game there if you do that a couple of years in a row. So we'll keep an eye on the 2022 draft. We'll probably be doing this about a year from now, talking about that draft class. But you can only miss once or maybe twice before that bill starts to come due. So a little bit of pressure on the Rams with this incoming draft class to really make sure that they nail it. Okay, so like I mentioned, you have 4 months since the end of the Super Bowl championship. We're about 4 months away from the start of the season. What's changed? What stayed the same? What feels good? What feels maybe a little less good? That's coming up next. But first, let's talk about our pals at Built Bar, right? Brownies. Who doesn't like brownies? I mean, no one. I had a couple brownies, like real brownies, the other day. But the point is, they've got Built Bar brownie batter puffs. Who doesn't want that, right? The brownies are great. The batter, you run your finger on the inside of the bowl. We all know that. Only it's not brownies. It's Built Bar with 140 calories, 17 grams of protein, 7 grams of sugar. Brownie batter puffs are the perfect pick-me-up for any day. You know how I like to do it. I like to have a snack here and there, but I like to put the good stuff where I can make it easy, right? In your desk, in your backpack, in your car, all those places. Maybe, man, I like a little something. There you go. Brownie batter puffs from Built Bar. It's a good choice, which leads to another good choice, which leads to another one. And next thing you know, you're making all sorts of good choices, feeling good about it. Go to BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code LOCK15 and get 15% off of your order. Use the promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at Built.com. So if you're anything like me, you kind of go back and forth between it feels like the start of the next NFL season is right around the corner, and it feels like the Super Bowl just ended, and you're still kind of buzzing at the Super Bowl championship from a few months ago. Fact of the matter is, we're kind of right in the middle, right? It's about 4 months ago that the Super Bowl ended. Rams win the champs. Still have the championship confetti on my desk at home. And we're still about 4 months away from games that actually matter coming up. Here for the 2022 season. We're kind of the halfway point of the offseason. The draft's taking place. Free agent is taking place. The combine, we're getting ready for mini camps, and training camp's going to be here before you know it. So what has changed and what has stayed the same? Let's start with the stuff that's changed. A decent amount of things. You have Kevin O'Connell, who is now the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. So another member of your coaching staff has moved on to a bigger job, a better job as a head coach in this league. This is something that Sean McVay has had to deal with really from the moment that he's come into the league. This is something that is pretty normal for him. So I would imagine you'll keep things rolling along the way. Of course, you go out and you get a new offensive coordinator. Again, this is kind of Sean McVay's baby, so he always has his hands on it. But every time you have a little coaching turnover, there's a little bit of concern there. You still don't have a deal for Aaron Donald. I really don't see a place where it doesn't get done. I don't see where it's in anybody's best interest, whether it's Aaron Donald or the team, not for him to get what he wants or very close for what he wants. I don't understand why he would want to not play anymore when he's at the prime of his life. We're going to talk about this on tomorrow's Locked On Rams podcast. Aaron Donald's career is not good. It's not great. It's singular. It is just remarkable. But that's coming up tomorrow. So again, make sure that you subscribe to Live Locked On Rams so you can see it every single day. That's not done. Matthew Stafford does have a new deal. So he all of a sudden gets extended. You know that he's going to be here for a long time. So that's a new thing. You've got a couple of starters that are gone. You know, Darius Williams, who I mentioned a minute ago, he has left in free agency. You have to replace him as a starter. Austin Corbett, your right guard, is in Carolina. He has left. You have to replace him as a starting player. Andrew Whitworth, your starting left tackle, has decided to retire after an amazing NFL career. He's going on to do whatever it is that he's going to do, which he'll be amazing at, but he's gone. You got Von Miller, who came in and gave you a nice little boost along the way. He's in Buffalo, so he's gone. So a lot of players have turned over in the last 4 months, and that's a lot of, you know, and Kevin O'Connell, like I mentioned, a lot of things are different, but the fact of the matter is much more of this has remained the same. When you look at what they have and what they're going to have when they get ready to play in September, and again, this is always with the giant knocking on wood of everybody needs to stay healthy, but Sean McVay is still your head coach. He didn't go to Amazon. He didn't retire. He didn't go, you know, anywhere else. Sean McVay, one of the most dynamic coaches in the league, maybe the best coach in the league, not named Bill Belichick, is here. And he's coming back, and he's motivated, and he wants to continue to play. That is an incredibly valuable thing. You have Matthew Stafford back. You had to pay him a little bit, but he's back. You've got, I think, especially in the NFC, you've got one of the few difference-making quarterbacks. There's Brady, there's Rodgers, there's Stafford, and now all of a sudden we're into that. Is Dak Prescott a difference-maker? I don't know, maybe. Kirk Cousins, probably not. Jimmy G, no. Russell Wilson left. He's in the AFC now, so you have a difference-maker at quarterback, which is a big deal. You still have the best wide receiver in football in Cooper Kupp. You presumably have, and again, with Aaron Donald, things kind of a little bit in both camps, Aaron Donald's going to play. I'll bet you my nickel, right, that Aaron Donald is going to play and win that game. or I should say, and come back and help them win games. You have Jalen Ramsey, the best corner in football. You're going to have Cam Akers, who is back and presumably healthier than he was at the end of last season. You went out and you maybe found a starting guard in Logan Bruss out of Wisconsin in the third round, player that might be able to step right in and fill the hole left by Austin Corbett. So you have a lot of things that have come in that are the core things that are going to allow you to continue to play. One of the things that changed, the NFC's gotten easier. The good teams in the NFC have gotten fewer and fewer and fewer, right? You're talking Rams, you're talking Packers, you're talking Bucks, maybe Cowboys, maybe a team like the Philadelphia Eagles, but there's a lot of open ground there. So they're in pretty good shape. It's going to change every year. You had some guys leave, you had some staff leave, but you got a lot of those very same guys coming back. And I need these next 4 months to go by very, very quickly because I want to make sure that we get ready for a Los Angeles Rams title defense in 2022. Like I mentioned, coming up on tomorrow's Locked On Rams, we'll talk about Aaron Donald's career because it is genuinely extraordinary, maybe singular in what he's been able to do in his first 8 years in the league. Until next time, whose house? It's Locked On Rams' house. And thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every day. Now make your second listen, the Locked On NFL podcast. Our national NFL experts and insiders keep fans dialed in with the biggest stories and the latest news from around the league because an offseason doesn't equal a break in the action. Follow Locked On NFL every day on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts.